Sense and Sensibility by John Aston, Chapter 1. I would like to help my sisters, said John Dashwood. My father asked me to do something for them, so I shall give them some money. Oh, but your father was ill, Fanny, his wife, answered. He didn't mean it. But I promised they need my help. His father was dead now, and everything was changing in the family. John was the son of Mr. Dashwood's first wife. He had plenty of money from his mother, and Fanny was also quite rich. But Mr. Dashwood did not have much to give his next wife and their three daughters. Well, perhaps we can give them a present, said Fanny. A small present of money. That's a good idea. You're right, said John. No, not money. First help them to find a new home, and then later send them some fruit or fish or meat. Why do they need money? They can live very cheaply. Of course, yes, that's what my father wanted, John decided happily. He was not a bad man, but he listened to his selfish wife too much. Mrs. Dashwood and her three daughters, Eleanor, Marion, and Margaret, would soon have to leave their family home. This large house, called Norland Park, now belonged to John and Fanny. Mrs. Dashwood disliked Fanny and wanted to leave immediately, but Eleanor advised her not to. Eleanor was 19 and very sensible. She thought carefully about everything. Her mother wanted to move to another large house, but they had to find somewhere cheap. And so they stayed at Norland for a few more months, living like visitors in their old home. Fanny's brother, Edward, was also staying there. He was not handsome, but he was a pleasant, clever young man. He and Eleanor were often together and were soon good friends. Mrs. Dashwood noticed this. In a few months, Mrs. Dashwood said to Marian, Eleanor and Edward will get married. Eleanor will be so happy. But what shall we do without her? Marian asked. We'll see her often, but you look sad, Marian. Don't you like Edward? A quite serious person like Edward was boring to Marian. Oh, he's a kind man, but he doesn't seem to feel strongly about books or music or Eleanor's beautiful pictures. I must have a different kind of man, but will I ever find one? My dear girl, you're only 16. Mrs. Dashwood replied. In fact, Eleanor did like Edward very much, but his sister Fanny didn't like seeing them together. She and her mother, Mrs. First, wanted to a rich wife for Edward, not a poor one like Eleanor. Fanny was rude to Mrs. Dashwood about this. He's not free for any young lady. You know, my mother has special plans for him. Mrs. Dashwood couldn't wait to leave Norland. She was lucky. A letter arrived from Sir John Middleton, a relative from Devon in the west of England. He wanted to offer her a house not far from his large house, Barden Park. It was a friendly letter and they agreed to move there. The new house was cheap, and they could live there easily. Mrs. Dashwood still hoped for some money from John, but he did not give them anything. They sold their horses and carriage and only took three servants with them. Dear, dear Norland, cried Marian, perhaps I shall never see you again. And oh, you beautiful trees! When shall I walk under your leaves again?